Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. Again, we're going to listen to a clip by Stu Peters. Now, in this clip, there's a few minutes where you have these Chinese leaders are speaking, and I can't really – and they're talking about exactly what Stu Peters is telling you. But, folks, obviously you can't understand Chinese unless you're Chinese.
Right.
And you can't see the wording underneath what he's saying. So, anyhow, we're going to cut that out of it. But Stu will explain to you what they're saying. So, go ahead and take it away.
The Stu Peters Show. So even though our country is rapidly deteriorating, America is still a superpower. No matter how many degenerates take control of our government and no matter how badly they humiliate America on the foreign policy stage, when it comes down to it, America has more money to throw around than any other country on the planet, both from a government standpoint and a private citizen standpoint. And that makes us very popular. But also it makes us an easy target. Whether American citizens are being sold cheaply made foreign goods or an American company is pulling out of a Midwestern town to move its production overseas, America is at almost all times in an economic battlefield. We've talked a lot about on this program all of the ways that Israel has taken advantage of the United States. They have commandeered to varying degrees vast swaths of our economy and our government, and they've sought to influence our society in every way that you could possibly imagine. But just as Israel has taken advantage of Americans by aligning with corporate and political elites at our expense, so has China. Just 50 years ago, China was considered a backwater third world country. But just like with Israel, America paid for China's modernization. The Nixon administration opened up trade relations with a communist regime that killed an estimated 80 million people to come to power, and almost overnight, China became a boomtown. Over the course of the next several decades, America's means of production were almost completely exported to China. American corporations partnered with the Chinese Communist Party. They enlisted the work of Chinese slaves, including children, and they started making low-quality goods for pennies on the dollar and then selling them back to Americans who, thanks to a robust system of usury that's spiraled out of control over the past 40 years, have more fake money than ever before. The Chinese played the American people like suckers with the help of your government. They took advantage of our economic freedoms and our culture that places trust in almost everyone, especially people who are different than us. And they employed a ruthless, vulture capitalist economy strategy in America while enforcing an authoritarian style of communism that actually operates more like socialistic fascism at home. Nobody, including Chinese citizens, does business through China without the express consent of the CCP. For the Chinese, business is a form of warfare. For years, there have been reports of Chinese nationals carrying passports and visas being flown into American airports by the hundreds, even by the thousands, and taking up residence and going to work for state-sponsored Chinese businessmen who have bought out entire communities. And these people make it very clear what they're here for. They're here to sink their teeth into America and our extremely vulnerable economic system so they can exploit it to their own ends before ultimately flying back to China and reaping the rewards. These people operate under what you could call a mothership mentality. They fan out all over the world, and then they all work together for the common goal of advancing the interests of China, their mothership. They're on a mission. They won't even look Americans in the eyes. Not even their children will look Americans in the eyes. They are coming here to kill us. If not physically through the southern border, then economically through our weak and pathetic system of free markets and free trade for everyone but ourselves. And in that process, they're taking prisoners. The Chinese employ a deliberate strategy of capturing foreign, especially American, government and corporate elites, making them so dependent on the Chinese Communist Party and the People's Republic of China that they'll do anything that they say. And this type of anti-American activity has gone unchecked for decades. And just recently, we got a tiny glimpse into just how bad it actually is when House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer wrote letters to more than a dozen government agencies warning them the Chinese Communist Party and its agents are working with compromised American corporate and government leaders to expand Chinese influence over the United States, and that the feds are doing nothing to combat it. According to Comer, the CCP's reach includes the Department of Justice, which, given its sweeping powers over federal law enforcement, could prove particularly dangerous. But this is the openly admitted and promoted strategy of the Chinese government. We don't have to say it, and you don't have to believe me or take my word for it. Look, so there you have it. The Chinese Communist Party is waging unrestricted warfare on the American people. And it's not just us. No, it's sovereign nations all over the world. Things have gotten so bad in the Philippines that that country's top national security advisor called for all Chinese diplomats to be expelled immediately. Karen Kingston has been following the situation closely. That was a video that you can find on her Substack. She's been covering it over there extensively, and she joins us now to share more on this. We have a real problem here, don't we?
We do, Stu. Thanks for having me on to speak about this, because the only way to overcome this war that we are in right now is to identify the enemies and to speak about it. And I want to be clear, we're not saying, although that video clearly identifies, as Xi Jinping says, all of China's society working on behalf of the Chinese military and counterintelligence, that's not our enemy. Our enemy is the Chinese Communist Party, and they have infiltrated and terrorized, blackmailed, and bribed elites, influencers, government officials, individuals around the globe to do their bidding for them. And this is very clear in the CCP reports that James Comer has put out and the U.S. intelligence reports that have been put out. And the new counterintelligence laws in China, I just want to read what they are per Comer's scathing letter to Merrick Garland, our attorney general. The new law cites that General Secretary Xi's comprehensive national security concept, which guards against internal and external threats while ensuring the primacy of Xi and the CCP, so the superior global power of Xi Jinping and the CCP. While the CCP guards itself against threats from foreign nations, American companies doing business with the CCP become vulnerable to threats against national security. In this letter, it actually says many American businesses, many elites, they are the proxies for the CCP. They are doing the bidding for the CCP here in America on behalf of the Chinese Communist Party. Their companies doing business with the CCP become vulnerable to threats against national security and the CCP's clampdown on information. These examples offer only a glimpse into the CCP's mass influence operation targeting American businesses. So the law states that if there's a company in China or a subsidiary in China or a company that has a subsidiary outside of China, or if you're doing business with a company in China, then you are you're doing work for the Chinese military, period. And a great example of that is Elon Musk just announced launching his unmanned electronic vehicles, robo-taxis in China. They're going to be partially paid for by the Chinese government. He's partnering with another Chinese company to launch this. This is Elon Musk. And as part of that, you know, he has to get the maps of China and give maps of nations that Tesla's in of China. So now he's going to be handing over all of the maps and the lights and everything for the United States. All of our nation, all of our communities, all of our stoplights, all of our freeways is now being handed over to the Chinese military.
So how does somebody like Elon Musk have the authority to do that? I mean, I guess I suppose anybody could. If the Chinese have spies here, don't they already know where all of our stoplights are?
Well, I think it's a little bit more advanced than that, what Elon Musk. I mean, you have a self-driving car that can navigate the United States streets, right? So it's not just knowing where the stoplights are and the traffic is. But that's just an example. So as Comer points out to all the federal agencies, that companies that are doing business in China, what they don't realize is that they are vulnerable, you know, to then be working on behalf of the Chinese military. And China does not honor any laws of the United States or any international laws. So they may end up being, you know, become criminals themselves by partnering with the Chinese Communist Party. And it's called the Unified Front. That's what Xi Jinping says, the Unified Front is his magic weapon, right? So the CCP is successful by having elites and actors of influence, including politicians, do the bidding for them. We see it all. We see it with the Biosecure Act. The Biosecure Act was going to clamp down on the business between products made in China, including pharmaceutical ingredients coming here, because in this letter to the FDA that Cuomo wrote, it's very clear the FDA has been subject to the PRC, the People's Republic of China, that even doing their inspections, they have an office in China, the FDA does. A Japanese individual that was doing an inspection on behalf of a Japanese company called Astellas was arrested by the CCP. Right. So they're like, it's very clear that they're not adhering to international laws to provide safe products to Americans. And the FDA isn't doing anything about it because they will be threatened and terrorized because America is so infiltrated with people who are working on behalf of a foreign adversary. And unfortunately, the biopharma industry, 25% of it now from the United States is basically based in China. China went from their exporting $2 billion to the United States in 2020 to more than $6 billion in 2023. All of the technology that we have, our smartphones, that's all manufactured based out of China. Many of our cars and electric vehicles, all that software comes out of China. They also have their own SpaceX and Starlink type program. And Elon Musk has partnered with them at that as well. So that's all being done in China. And this is a global effort. I don't know how people aren't seeing this, and it's very clear from these letters that instead of adhering to United States laws and protecting Americans, even individuals in our federal agencies acted on behalf of the PRC.
So why, when I look around at our government, am I not seeing this obvious overrepresentation of China? So why, when I look around at our government, am I not seeing this obvious overrepresentation of China?
I think part of it is part of the Chinese warfare. It's a strategy. As these retired generals cite, the way the CCP is effective is by having proxies do their dirty work for them, do the bidding for them. They don't want to make it obvious that it's them. So instead, they influence elites and government officials and powerfuls. And it says right here, it's bribery, it's blackmail. They terrorize them as well. But the real way that the Chinese Communist Party is able to get American, what they call actors, influencers, and elites to get America's political warfare, to get Americans to emotionally and ideologically go along with what the Chinese Communist Party's ideals are, is primarily through economic handcuffs, the golden handcuffs. That's basically how they do it. That's their primary method. But then they will resort to crime, again, blackmail, terrorizing people, kidnapping. It's all in this report. They will not stop at anything. And what's interesting is Comer on the 17th gave, he had another committee hearing, and he said, look, pointing out that the Chinese Communist Party is at war with America, and the CCP says they are at war with us. It is everywhere. It is in our K-12 schools. It's in our agencies. It's in our healthcare. It's in the digital realm. It's in our politics. It is everywhere. He goes, pointing that out and saying that's racist literally falls into the Chinese Communist Party's defensive tactic, right? So they only want to be seen as friends. So most people that we see that are Chinese nationals, whether it's the president and owner of like NVIDIA, which has surpassed, I believe, Google now, as far as artificial intelligence and technology, or some top leaders that we see in the biopharma industry, it's all about, oh, we're doing good for the world. And if you read the Chinese newspapers about Elon Musk, they love Elon. I mean, he is their favorite business elite by a moonshot. And Elon has said, look, America saying that Chinese Communist Party is and working with Chinese companies is a threat to national security. He's like, that's just because Americans know that they would get their butts kicked if they try to economically compete with you. And he's like, me and Xi Jinping, we're just working together for global prosperity. That is called the United Front,
which Xi Jinping has explicitly said is his greatest weapon.
Exactly. Yeah, it's his greatest weapon. So, you know, when Rand Paul said, hey, I don't think it's a good idea to move forward with the Biosecure Act and no longer get imports from China, from Wuxi, and I don't think we should stop doing business with BGI, which is collecting the genomic data of all of Americans and adults and children. He said, that's going to help hurt us economically. That is also specifically called out in this report, where they say, you know, there's American politicians and businessmen who say we can't decouple from China. The economic loss would be too great. You know, meanwhile, we're paying for our own demise and the murder of our own, you know, of our own citizens and our posterity.
So I mean, look, as you're very well aware, the program has been doing a lot of noticing about the infiltration by a different group of people who claim to be Jews. We see them in our State Department. We see them everywhere. These are the people that are making decisions about how many millions of kids we go and bomb, right?
Mm-hmm.
These are the people that are deciding where our forever wars take place, just empowering the military-industrial complex. You don't see that as more of a threat than what it is that you're talking about with this CCP infiltration. You're saying that this is the number one enemy of the United States, and I'm just asking you to make a case for that.
Well, I mean, there's the economic impact that you can see that they've had. You can see they've coupled with us across all major industries, including our U.S. military. But this is simply my opinion. I've worked, as you know, in biopharma and biotech for many decades.
I respect your opinion.
No. In 2016, you know, that's, I'm just trying to think, 2016, even 2018, you know, when you'd go to the investor meetings, we would talk about the major hubs of biotech, which was Southern California, right, and Northern California, Israel and Boston. No one ever talked really about pharma. I mean, I knew Thermo Fisher had an office I didn't know they had dozens of offices. I knew they had an office, you know, in China. I didn't know Twist. I mean, I learned later in 2019, 2019, that Twist is greatest, their fastest genetic sequencer, their greatest client was the Chinese military. So I think what happened is this has all been kept on the down low. It's been very quiet. And as the report says, is that, you know, China didn't want to make it obvious that they're taking over nations and heading up industries and not. So instead, they have American business leaders, American politicians, and also from all over the world. They have them come to China and they basically engage them, enslave them. And now they're saying under new China law, under the new counter-espionage law, if you do not submit data, if you do not act on behalf of China, so that includes freedom of speech. So if you say anything about negative about China, then technically under China's new counter-espionage laws, you could be arrested or executed. So they're treating the whole world right now as if, look, if you don't work on behalf of China, and by they, I mean Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party, if you're not working on behalf of China, if you violate our laws, you're subject to China rule. And especially, and they're saying they can justify it if there's an economic coupling there.
So here on U.S. soil, you're saying?
Well, I think they would be removed from U.S. soil, or what you would see on U.S. soil is it would be done by by the United Front.
Yeah, so you could get into a car accident or eat the wrong thing or drink the wrong thing.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So I mean, we went pretty far as Chinese authoritarianism in the United States during COVID. Some people were arrested for not wearing a mask in public. I mean, So they've already accomplished getting Americans to not only accept this concept that you do not have any individual rights given to you by God, that authority gives you your rights and they can take away your rights at any moment. And not only did Americans accept that, they praised it, right? And they condemned people who do not subject themselves to a gene editing bioweapon injection that has been proven to be lethal.
And where did the results of these fraudulent PCR tests go?
To China, to the Chinese National Gene Bank. So this is also a report. BGI, the PCR test, that was the first medical device made in China ever approved and authorized by the FDA, because the FDA is a captured agency, per the letter Comer wrote to Califf, the new commissioner. 180 nations, including Americans, sent their PCR tests, which were not to test for a virus. It was simply collecting the genetic data of citizens, you know, adults and children and military, and sending it off to the Chinese National Gene Bank, which is a People's Liberation Army run facility. And as if you watch the Chinese National Gene Bank, they do a promotional video and they say they're going to digitize all life forms, including human beings. It will be done by all and owned by all. And during that screenshot, they got a big logo of the United States FDA. The FDA is working with them to criminally experiment on the American people and our children.
And murder them.
Yeah, well, yeah. And populate us. Yeah. China's at war with America. It's very clear.
I only have a couple minutes left here, but I'm a person who loves remedy. So has Comer discussed any solution to this?
Yeah. Comer has talked to several General Spalding, Newsom, retired generals. And what they said specifically, and this is something that all the alternative media can do. It says, basically, because we're under an ideological, psychological, and physical war, which we've been misled to believe that some of our greatest allies, are helping us with, they're actually our enemies. What we can do is we can conduct outreach to citizens about the dangers they may encounter from the CCP threat and proactively protect yourself, your communities, schools, houses of worship, business, finances, food, and more from the threat of the CCP. So, you know, they point out that the FDA is no longer working on behalf of the American people. They're not making sure that our drugs and our food aren't contaminated. They simply are not. It's very clear in this letter. It's very clear that the Department of Justice, instead of defending Americans' national security, they distorted the definition of national security and said Americans are the threat. Stu, you and I are domestic violent extremists for speaking out about the COVID-19 bioweapon injections and how they can only poison, harm, and kill, for speaking out against, having pornography in the children's schools, that is wrong, for speaking out against the fact that we have open borders. So they're pointing the guns, our own government is now pointing the guns inward, not because they're acting on behalf of the American government. The American government has been subverted.
So
this is a very urgent letter. When Congress and generals are saying protect yourself, your community, schools, houses of worship, business, finances, food, and more from the threat of the CCP, it's time for us to start talking about this as a real threat and identifying those individuals who have been acting, not protecting the Constitution or the American people, but acting on behalf of an adversary of the American people and in a treasonous act of war against us, to harm, kill, and disable us.
Yeah, no, I agree with that 1,000%. And I think that they should be tried. And then they should face extreme accountability. It is the definition of treason.
All right, there you go. The point too, you're right, because the federal government's working directly with the Communist Chinese Party. And they have virtually declared war on us. And this is why we have to do, like the general said, they're right. This is where your county sheriff has to learn to protect the people. What is happening? We know that there are groups of patriots all across the country that are arming. You're seeing they're getting prepared. It's coming this way. And unless the good Lord, what we really need is revival in this country. But it's got to be repentance before there can be revival. If people will wake up, but they're still slumber. They're still, the vast majority of the people are still under the influence of what they call the mainstream media, and
they're also in denial that anything's wrong. I mean, we've been telling them for years that the Chinese were going to take over the country. The Chinese have been hacking into our infrastructure, getting information from government businesses. Every year you and I do stories on this got hacked by the Chinese, that got hacked, this government agency, and very little is done. Even right now, there's been cyber attacks on water treatment plants across the country.
Yeah, that's happening more frequently, and you don't hear anything about that, do you?
Except the EPA has been putting out warnings, asserting private and state-backed actors from countries including China, Iran, and Russia are ramping up their efforts to interfere with our water operations. And they're going not after the real biggies, but they're going after the small towns and stuff that don't have the high tech, don't have the security systems, but yet, you know, they're doing this on hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different organizations dealing with electricity, water treatment, water purification. They're getting ready for, we've talked about China's warfare is on all levels. They use the environment, they use business, they use money, the internet. I mean, everything is a way to conduct warfare for the Chinese. We've been warning people about this for over 30 years. It's not like people haven't been told. They just don't believe. We're the superpower. Nothing can happen to us. We're America. We don't need to worry. And it is the stupidest stance that somebody can take to think that we're that infallible. They just do not. They haven't been paying attention to how powerful and strong our enemies are.
Joe, did you get a chance to listen to last Friday's radio show?
No, I didn't.
Have you heard of Ivan Raiklin?
The
deep state marauder?
Nope.
Pastor played a clip of an interview with him, or a podcast of him, and he's got a good plan that if it's executed, there's great hope for America. There's like, he's got a list of 350 deep state operatives.
You know, we have that clip. Do you, Style, do you have that clip there? I told him to keep that to be ready to pot up. We did play it twice.
Sure wouldn't hurt to play it again. Sounds like a, you know.
Well, there's 80,000 military that are pretty upset with their careers getting negatively impacted by the forced COVID shot and then just all the garbage.
They don't want their sons and grandsons and daughters going into it. Yeah, we're in bad shape.
Well, if Musk releases all the communications between which he's got the data. If he makes this public of all the communication between these 350 deep state operatives, then the evidence is overwhelming, and then our county sheriffs can deputize these 80,000 military to take care of business and end this coup, this commie revolution, whatever you want to call it, the controlled demolition of our country.
Well, if we can get Trump back into office, he can order the military, and then he can start going after him. But again, you're right. We're looking at a election fraud probably worse than anything we've seen yet so far, what they're planning on anyhow. And so, anyhow, that is a very good clip if we could find that. But
other thing to me as a pastor, while you're looking for that, is to me the hope of saving this country is going to be our Lord Jesus Christ. If we can have a active, really energetic public faith in God, it's going to take the Christians going out there and being bold as lions and going out and standing for something, running to the battle, fighting the fight. If the church would get busy and go to war, because this is war, we're in the middle of a communist revolution. That's why all this is happening, because our own government, we're in the middle of a communist revolution takeover of our government. No wonder they're siding with the Chinese, with all our different enemies, because the end result is to bring America to its knees and turn it to a communist state. And our strength and power is in our Lord, who has said he will fight our battles for us if we repent and turn from our wicked ways, our apathy, our ignorance, our...
What you have to do, Joe, people need to, first of all, start being obedient to the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. Right. The one thing God demands more than anything else is obedience, and that means, one, start going back to church. People aren't going to church anymore. They're not going and finding churches where they're preaching the gospel, the King James Bible, where there are actual preachers, shepherds, and not hirelings. You got so many out there today that are hirelings. It's basically more of an entertainment. But people have to turn back, and if they get on their knees and they I pray and I ask God. And then once they've done that, once they start attending back to church, to become doers of the word, not just hearers only, they need to shut down every bloody abortion mill in this country. They need to shut down LGBTQ. If they have the courage, if they have what they need to do, they need to repent now.
Faith to have courage. You get courage from faith.
Right. All right, well, we'll be back right after this with more. On a cold winter's morning, on a sidewalk in the city, a lost soul approached me as the snow was getting deep. I could see the look of death. It was there in her eyes now as I began to preach. She began to speak. She said,
"Preacher, I'll admit it. I've come to kill my baby. The whole world is telling me that I have that right. But deep down inside me, I believe what you're preaching. Children are a gift of God. We've got to give them life."
So I put my arm around her and I gave her the gospel. It was right there in the darkness that she received the light. Two souls were saved, both her and her baby. If you're called to do the Lord's work, you had better learn to do it right. You've got to know how to use it. Not just the peace. Don't try to walk away. There's no way to run. Now every preacher knows the rock of his salvation. I'll separate the goats from all the sheep. All men are sinners. They all need the Savior. He's the only one to trust in. It's your soul that he'll keep. And when I finish the preaching,
the woman was a believer. She's so very proud of the baby that she decided to keep. You got to know how to please him. Not just to please him. Don't try and walk away. Not just to appease him. Don't try to walk away. There's nowhere to run. You better count your blessings and do it while you're able. He's the keeper of your soul now. He's got the Son. You've got to know how to please him. Not just to appease him. Don't try and walk away. There's nowhere to run. You better count.
All right, we're going to open the phone lines and take just a couple of calls tonight. So the phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. The phone lines are open. We'll take a couple of calls here. Yeah, again, going back to what we're talking about, the only answer, God gives us the answer. 2 Chronicles 7:14. He doesn't stutter. He tells us very clearly what we need to do. But, you know, if the people won't be obedient, if they won't listen, then they don't deserve it. And you know, you sit there. Tonight I went to my grandson's. He just got out of one into second grade. So I went to his. They have a little.
Did he graduate?
Yeah, into second. Well, you had... Agape Christian Academy is really a good school. They, They're dynamite. We got. I was with them way back when they started. Back, I think it's been about 18, 19 years ago, and they had. There was Sue and Russ Gifford. They had about, I think, about 5 or 6 kids. Now there's several hundred, and tonight, you know, boy, they really had they went from first to sixth grade. And basically what they did is the teacher come out, and every child, that child's teacher would say something about the character of that child. It was really, really good. It was really nice. And but anyhow, to see all those children and to know that the way things are going, unless God intervenes, many of them may never reach adulthood, okay?
Wow.
Because we're living, or you wouldn't want them growing up under a slavery. And we talked about that before. I mean, we, Joe, if you remember, we were talking about how they had planned, they were just some of the ways that the Chinese said that they were going to take over America. And they were going to ship equipment in, and even troops, and people would never even know it, in those large containers off these boats. And they would be coming in here, and when the day was given, all of a sudden you'd wake up and find out your major cities are under Chinese control, okay? And so, and that means your electric, your power plants, and, you know, would be all under Chinese control. They, and, you know, and we've been telling people, but it's like ho-hum, you know. In fact, I remember hearing Joe Sixpack, one of these guys, one time, well, if that stuff was true, it'd be on the news. That's how, you know.
Right.
So the same news that
media would tell you the truth.
Yeah. And
they're committing suicide. They don't even know. I don't think that half of the liberal media, the press out there, really understands the danger we're in. I think they are useful idiots. They've been sold a certain
philosophy. They're committed globalists.
What?
They're globalists committed to the global government.
Yeah,
and you can't have a global government with.
But they
all right, we have. Who do we have? We got. Let's go out in PA. We have Joe in PA. Joe, you're in the air.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Yes. I was just wondering, about 2 weeks ago in Taiwan, they were saying that they were tearing down the statues of Chiang Kai-shek all over the island of Taiwan. The statues were coming down, Chiang Kai-shek statues. And I was just wondering what was going on around the same time a politician from America, from the United States, went to China around the same time to visit Xi. From what I understand, anyway, I haven't heard anything about Taiwan in a long time on the news.
Well, America is perceived as being weak, and they know very well China is pretty sure. They move against Taiwan. They know that it's going to be that even though we have a treaty and so on and so forth. America is not strong enough to do anything anymore. Our own military generals said, you know, we're not. And again, like we've been talking about, I have no doubts in my mind at all that if China were to invade America, that Austin would say, look, you know, we cannot beat them. The best thing we can do is try to negotiate a good surrender. I got no doubt in my mind that that's what would happen. Because they're again, we've been, our military's been just, you know, we've been sold out,
wokeified.
Right. It's this is why we've got, you know, we still have a chance to take the country back if people will wake up, if they will do it. But it's going to be, like I said, you know, God gives us the answer. It's repentance. So there's got to be a repentance, but people still aren't believing, are they?
No, they don't want to believe. It's that denial. They're in a state of denial that everything is good. It's going to be all right. Somebody will fix the problem, and we'll go back to the way life was. They've forgotten history. They were never taught history in school, in high school or colleges. They've forgotten how precious freedom is, how rare this experiment. Yeah. The United States of America was an experiment in self-government. It was unique in the world.
Did you have any other questions, Joe?
No, I was just wondering about, I haven't heard anything in Taiwan. I was wondering if China might have snuck in through the back door and took over without a shot fired.
Not yet. They haven't done it yet. Taiwan, I think, is willing to fight. And, China doesn't know what kind of, how, if they can, Japan is still a very mighty nation. They've got more weapons than people know about. And so you don't know. And, who all is nuclear and not out there anymore today? So I think China plans things way, way, way in advance, years and years in advance. And that's how they've been managed to take over America.
Yeah, well, thank God we got the Second Amendment anyhow.
Yeah, we still have that. And but we still need repentance, and we need courage.
That's for sure.
All right, my friend. Thanks. What part of PA are you calling from? Already. Okay.
Did you guys pick up on that part of that clip where they said the PCR test for COVID that don't work, all that data, the genetic information sent to China for bioweapons?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they, great. I know that.
Those PCR tests that didn't work, they knew that. And it looks like one of the main reasons was to get the genetic information.
Well, the United States had built up in Ukraine a number of those labs, something like 25 of those labs. And what they were doing, too, is they were getting the genetic information on, like, Ukrainians or other Russians, certain groups in Russia. And Russia knew that, okay? Where they could go after, and that's what Chinese have done too. Where you
they're trying to find like viruses that are specific to a certain race. Like they want to create a virus that would attack Americans, or a virus that would attack
Caucasians. They want to go after
And this is what the goal is: a specific biological warfare to a specific race of people.
Yeah, I know.
In this country, it just, they don't get it. They have no fear, no understanding, or those that do are...
Some do.
...just speak up.
Pastor knows.
A
lot of your listeners know.
Yeah.
A lot of people know. There's more hope. It's just the daggone mainstream media, they make it seem like everyone's under their control, and that's not necessarily true.
Right. But, again, we're exactly where God's word, the Bible, said we would be. We're exactly right there. This, not just here in America, but around the world. We're seeing, like in Canada and Australia, they're in a police state there now. Okay, communism has taken over, and but we're seeing both in Australia and Canada, we're seeing groups of resistance popping up here and there.
Okay? Argentina.
Yeah, in Argentina too. So.
Millie, Millet.
Yeah, you're seeing more and more of that happening. And, of course, here in America, you have a drumbeat. I mean, there's everywhere you turn out there, there are people, militias are starting to come back, and people, patriot groups are forming all over the country. How much time do I have, Style? Okay. Anyhow, so that's where what we really need to do, folks, get back to what God's word, the Bible, said. We're going to do everything we can. As long as we can stay in the air, we're going to bring you the truth. And, we get hate mail and death threats and everything else. I haven't gotten any death threats lately, but we've gotten in the past. And we don't pay any attention to that because we know God is on the throne. He's in complete control. And the opposition out there has found that out in many different ways. So, but we're going to continue without compromise, continue to bring you what we can. We're looking again. You need to pray, folks. There's power in prayer, power in prayer. We need revival. If you're out there listening to me and you haven't gone to church, you need to find a good church. You need to get into a good church. You need to find a pastor that would lead you. And then, you know what? As long as to receive God's blessings, we've got to stop the killing of the children. This country has killed over 160 million of its own children. We've got to stop that. We've got to save the children in this country. And what has happened, you know, you got to get your kids out of the public schools or take the public schools back. And that has happened in some areas where parents, once they found out what was going on, they've actually taken the school boards back, taken them over where they want to put actual history. And you know, and there's some places right now, was it Florida where you can have Bible studies on
Florida.
And there was another one recently too that's doing the same thing, putting in Bible teaching back in the public school system. And so that's what we need to do. There's got to be
chaplains.
Yep. There has to be real actual repentance. And if there's real repentance,
and we got to remove these traitors.
Yeah, well, if we get Trump back in, he will do. That's the first thing he will do, is, you know, he's going to go after. I believe that he is going to go after several. I think it's like, well, what is it? How many federal employees? Is 200,000 or something like that? He wants to get rid of.
Good.
A huge amount, you know. So. But the first thing he's got to do is got to fire every lawyer at the DOJ. He's got to clean out the FBI. Congress right now had the power to defund the DOJ. They didn't have the courage.
Something's wrong.
Yep. Joe, you got about 7 minutes, can you? Do you want to tell the folks how they can get to heaven?
I sure do. One headline I want to read. Down in South America, that Argentine president, Milei, he's turned that country around, brought them down to an 8% rate of inflation, and he fired a huge amount of government, and it's working. Got rid of most of the government, and it's doing better. There's a hymn, one of my favorite hymns, and it kind of tells the story of Jesus, called Crown Him with Many Crowns. Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly anthems drown all music but its own. Awake, my soul, and sing of him who died for thee, and hail him as thy matchless king through all eternity. Crown him the Lord of life, who triumphed o'er the grave, and rose victorious in the strife for those he came to save. His glories now we sing, who died and rose on high, who died eternal life to bring, and lives that death may die. Crown him the Lord of peace, whose power a scepter sways, from pole to pole that wars may cease, and all be prayer and praise. His reign shall know no end, and round his pierced feet, fair flowers, paradise extend, their fragrance ever sweet. And it goes on to talk about, behold, his hands and his side, the wounds that he bore for us. Hail him, the Redeemer, you know, the Redeemer King. We have a God who is so marvelous, so wonderful, so loving. He went, God, well, we know that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son to the end, that all that believe in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. God, when he created us, left in every one of his creation a desire to be close to him, to know him, to be one of his children. The world tries to fill that emptiness, that need, with everything but the right thing, and that right thing is the Holy Spirit of God. We just need you to understand there's only one way to heaven. You can't get there just through religion, the church, being a member of a denomination, good works, good living, hoping, praying. Jesus made it really clear. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. You can't get to God unless you go through Jesus. John 1, 12 and 13 tells us, but as many as received Jesus, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And we know Jesus made it clear that except a man be born again, he told Nicodemus, you cannot see the kingdom of God. So, one way to heaven. And the first thing to do is you have to understand that you're a sinner, that you need a Savior. It's your sins that caused the Lord to have to go on that cross. He died a substitutionary death. He paid the penalty. The wages of sin is death, God said. It's clear. He hates sin. But Jesus took your sins, went to the cross, suffered the beating, the humiliation, the pain, and the pain of all the sins that were laid on his sinless, spotless soul. He did it for you so that you could be free from sin. He paid your sin debt for you, but you have to repent. You have to call upon God and say, I am sorry for my sins. Those sins, those very sins that put your son on that cross, my sins, he died because of my sin, and ask to be forgiven. And then you can, this miracle happens. God will forgive you. The gift of God is eternal life.
1 minute, Joe.
Eternal life through Jesus Christ. Once you're forgiven, you can call upon Jesus and ask him to be your Redeemer, to be Lord of your life, all of your life. But you have to be willing to give yourself to him completely, you know, without reservation, hesitation. And when you do that, then he is able to give you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God, comes to dwell inside you. You become, in a way, a temple, your own temple. You become your own high priest. And you have the spiritual baptism we call the being born again spiritually. You become a child of the kingdom, a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. You become a living son or daughter, adopted of God himself, and your eternity is fixed forever. You have salvation that can never be taken away, and you will have eternal life. It's a decision only you can make. Nobody can make it for you.
Yeah, Joe, well, we're, that was very good. We're at that point where we go to every night. Where, thanks for being here with us. God bless. And until tomorrow, we want you to know, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.